Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest-running podcast, now in our 20th year. I'm Roger Gross, the editor-at-large for Global Gaming Business, and today we sit down with Kevin Glass, the general manager of the Palms Casino in Las Vegas. As the only casino in Las Vegas to be owned by a Native American tribe, the Palms, owned by the San Manuel tribe, is laying the groundwork for what will eventually be the Hard Rock Casino Resort on the Las Vegas Strip, owned by the Seminole tribe of Florida. Kevin Glass took over as general manager of the Palms last year after serving as chief operating officer to the previous GM. He's also got experience in downtown Las Vegas and beyond. He talked about working with the tribe, which also runs California's most successful casino, the Yamava. He spoke with me in a space on the top floor of the Palms in December. Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast. I'm here with Kevin Glass, the general manager of the Palms Casino in Las Vegas. And Kevin, we're doing this podcast because we're naming you one of our 25 people to watch for 2026, so congratulations on that.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's something we do every year. This is our 23rd year we've done this, so we have a long list of people on there, and if you read that list, you'll see you're in good company.
I did. I actually looked at the article from last year, yesterday, great. That's fantastic.
There's some really good people there, for sure. So you've been working here at the Palms since it opened. Tell us how your experience, what your experience has been here, and how that's going to help you now that you're the GM.
So, I actually started with the property back in 2001 when the property opened. I was hired as the reservations revenue and leisure sales manager. And I was here for about 4 years, and then I left to go advance my career over the last, 15, 20 years. And then I just recently came back when the property was purchased by the Aviatom San Manuel back. So I've been with the property now for 4 years on my second stint.
Okay, so you were an original employee then?
Yes.
That worked under the Maloofs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. And then you also worked in downtown at the Downtown Grand, your general manager down there?
Yes, I was there for almost 6 years.
Okay.
And I was the general manager there.
Great. Well, that gave you some great experience with the locals market, I'm sure, right?
Yes.
So you've got a lot of hospitality and hotel experience, obviously. Are you up to speed on the gaming side yet?
Yeah, so hospitality is in my blood. That's definitely where I grew up. But as I mentioned, being at the Downtown Grand for 6 years, I oversaw all the operations, including casino operations. So it's not foreign to me. It's actually something that I love. And I'm still learning a little bit, but it's a people business at the end of the day, and I'm good at that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure I know you've had some great casino executives down there running the gaming floor for you. So just from some of the things we're going to talk about right now, you're standing out against the strip properties here because you're offering a 3-2 blackjack and not offering that silly 6-5 blackjack. You're doing $5 craps and blackjack 24/7. How is that working out for you? Are you attracting a lot of players that way?
Yeah, I mean, our goal really is to provide a great customer experience and value for our customers.
Sure.
And, you read all the articles about the strip, 6-5 blackjack and overcharging for everything. That's really not our business model. We have free parking, so customers can get in, they can come, and if they want to play $5 blackjack, 3-2, we've got a great progressive PyGow game right now, crapless craps. What we try to do is have something for everybody.
Yeah. So the free parking is a big benefit as well.
It is. You'd be surprised how many people actually tell us that that means something to them, as opposed to having to go and pay $20, $30, $40 out of pocket just to go and have an experience. So it certainly is a fan favorite.
Sure, absolutely. So what about your F&B? I know you're one of the few properties in Vegas that offer a buffet now.
Yeah, so we have a lot of great culinary here. I'm very, very proud of all of the venues that we have. The buffet is probably the one that is the most talked about just because buffets are going away. And instead, we decided to double down, no pun intended, and we went full force with the buffet, and it's great. Scotch 80 and Tim Ho Wan are also two fabulous venues that we have as well.
We have that Asian restaurant down there, too. That's a fabulous restaurant. Have you been in there before?
Yeah, Tim Ho Wan and then Sen Noodles are the two Asian restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, you're a locals property. You have movie theaters in here. I don't think you have a bowling alley, except maybe in one of the suites, right?
In one of the suites we do. We don't have a bowling alley, but the movie theaters and our food court is also expanding, so we're very excited about that. We have a few new partners that are coming on here in the next couple of months as well.
Okay. And your sports book is very comfortable as well. William Hill is still running it then?
William Hill runs it. Okay. They're great partners. We definitely have a good variety of slot product over in the sports book, and it's really close to the Tonic Bar. And then, of course, you can walk five steps and you're at the food court if you want to grab something to eat.
Okay. So one of the reputations of this property when it was under the Maloofs was that it had locals during the day and visitors at night. Is that kind of what you're still doing, or is it more local completely?
I mean, we're predominantly a local gaming company. We do have stuff to do at night, right? We have concerts over at Pearl, and of course the dining experience and gaming. We're not in the nightlife industry anymore. We don't have a nightclub.
Right.
Ghost Bar obviously is still up and running and is more of an ultra lounge. Mm-hmm. We have actually just infused cigar friendly out on the patio, so that's been very well received. Mm-hmm. So we have something for everybody. We just don't have a nightclub
anymore. How about poker? Do you have poker?
We do not.
Okay. You had it for a while, didn't you?
They did have poker back in the early 2000s,
I thought so, right. So tell us about your partnership with Yamava. That's a pretty unique operation. I know Peter Arceo pretty well. He's a really, really intelligent gaming guy. How does that work with them in terms of sending customers back and forth?
Yeah, so Yamava obviously is a very very well-known casino in Southern California, and we do have a shared database, so there's a great partnership with us and with them.
Sure. So the Serrano Club, which is your players club, that is in use in both places.
That's right. You can earn and redeem points at both properties.
Okay. So do you have a percentage of people that come to Vegas from the California property?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I don't have the exact number, but it's a good amount that we experience, and that was the whole plan from the beginning.
Sure.
Obviously. So we like to share customers as much as we possibly can.
And do your Vegas customers go down there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So when you opened, you must have had some sort of advantage because of your Southern California database. You actually had qualified gamblers that you could market to, unlike some of the other places that opened here with very little database.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it definitely helped. Having not had that database, it certainly would have been much more difficult to get casino customers to come from Southern California to here.
Sure. Absolutely. So tell us what Peter does for you. Do you run your marketing plans by him and things of that nature?
So Peter is a member of the management committee. So, he's obviously very much involved in the overall property. Mm-hmm. As the general manager, myself and our team, we're responsible for the day-to-day operations and the strategic vision for the property.
Sure, no question. So you mentioned you were a day one employee, and there are a lot of day one employees here, I understand. It's a very, very loyal base, even though you were closed for a couple of years when the pandemic hit. What do you attribute that loyalty to?
I think the Palms, just as a brand in general, is very nostalgic. People remember it from the early 2000s. There are guys that I see down on the floor today that I remember seeing 23 years ago.
Sure, right.
I have a little more gray hair now, but it's great to see that camaraderie and see folks that you've known for that time. When the property was closed for 2 years, if I recall, we ended up having over 60 day one employees that came back, even though the property was closed for 2 years for COVID.
Right.
And so I just think it's a very special property, very special place. We take great care of the employees, and so I think that's why they wanted to come work for us.
It almost feels like a family place, especially now that the tribe is running it.
Absolutely. It certainly is a family. We say it's not corporate America here.
Right.
There's very much a family feel. I'm a servant leader. My role is to make sure that the property and the employees have what they need in order to do their job.
Sure.
And we very much care about our employees, and I think that goes a long way.
Yeah, no question. Also, the Yamava, they have a tremendous corporate culture down there. I think when the family thing really started down there, because obviously it was a smaller casino, grew. So, have you incorporated that corporate culture up here as well?
We have bits and pieces of things that we've taken from down there. Obviously, they're very separate entities, very, very different properties, both the way that they're run and then obviously physically and from a location perspective. But the one thing that I can say for sure that we take advantage of and that we use is just the culture, and that's the culture of treating people the right way.
Okay. Tell us about your relationship with the tribe itself. We had When I interviewed Cindy and the woman who ran the enterprise for the tribe, she was very, very sharp and really on the ball. So what's your relationship with the tribe, tribal leaders, that kind of thing?
So we have two tribal members who are on the Gaming and Hospitality Authority. Okay. So they're responsible for the property. Mm-hmm. We see them often. They're here at the property often, and we have meetings with them monthly, so they're very involved. We have one of our tribal elders who's on the Gaming and Hospitality Board, and she comes out quarterly and does fireside chats right. for the employees. So she really explains sort of the history of the tribe from where they started, and the history is very impressive from where they started to where they are now. And it really gives the employees a sense of who they're really working for. We talked a little bit more earlier about not being corporate America and having that family feeling. When she comes and she sits down with the staff and explains, it's very, very powerful.
Okay, great. Well, like in California, the tribe is very involved in the community here. I know they've given a lot of money to UNLV, and your team members are also involved. You do a lot of activity in the communities with your team members. Yes. How important is that to you and to the property here?
Well, to me personally, it's a must. I think giving back to the community is absolutely necessary. We have we call it Palms Cares. That's sort of the right. slogan that mm-hmm. we use for our philanthropy. We've given away over $2 million in philanthropic in different organizations in the last 4 years. Yeah. So it's very, very important. It's actually one of the pillars for us as a property.
Sure, sure. I remember when you first opened, you presented checks to three or four different groups. That was really impressive right there for sure. So let's talk about a couple of Las Vegas issues. You mentioned the one where people are getting the impression that Las Vegas is overpriced. How are you kind of keeping that under control here at the Palms?
You know, we pay attention to what they're doing on the Strip, but I think for us, our strategy is our strategy, and that is to provide a great product and have value. And value doesn't mean cheap. It just means that you get what you pay for and you come and have a good experience. So as much as we know that it's happening on the Strip, we just stay true to what our business model is, and we continue to move forward there.
Right, right. How about your meeting and convention business? Is that going strong?
Yeah. I mean, we have a lot of really what I would call untraditional space. Mm-hmm. Of course, we have traditional ballrooms,
sure, right.
but with all of these great specialty suites from two-story, 10,000 right. square yep. foot villas to the hardwood suite that you mentioned earlier, we have Moon and View, and then of course we've got venues downstairs that we can use for that. So. We have a lot of corporate business that sure. comes and stays here, and I think it's because people like to stay off the Strip.
Sure, sure. What's your message to your employees as you go forward into 2026?
Well, thank you for all the kind words. It's been a great, it's been a month now since I was named as the GM, and I appreciate all the hard work, and I look forward to even more success in 2026. We have a lot of cool things that we're going to be doing next year. So, again, I appreciate the support.
Okay, great. Well, Kevin, thanks for taking the time to sit down with us, and congratulations on being named one of our 25 people to watch for 2026.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the GGB podcast. To learn more about the topics discussed today and all the important issues in gaming, check out the Global Gaming Business Magazine. For a free virtual copy of the magazine, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the daily news of the gaming industry, subscribe for free to the Global Gaming Monitor at igamingbusiness.com. Don't miss a single episode of the GGB podcast. Subscribe on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. So we'll see you next time on the GGB podcast.